हरे राम हरे राम 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 Krishna, Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Guru, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Obhijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Jamuna Thiravana Chari Jamuna Thiravana
Madhava Kunjani Hari Jaya Rupa Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadanda, Jasti Gaur, Bhakti Vrindiki Jaya, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gopa Gopira Shama Kunda Radha Kuddi Giri Govardhan Ki Jaya, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jaya, Navadap Dham Ki Jaya, Gang Shamona Tulasi Bhakti Devi Ki Jaya, Ananda Kodi Vaishnava Vrindiki Jaya, Sama Vetta Bhakti Vrindiki Jaya, Gopa Premanandi, All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Guru and all glories to Sri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Vishnu Badaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimari Bhakta Vedanta Swami Niti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachalane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pahasata Desha Tarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shavasti Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10 Chapter 39 Verse 28 Nivaryamana samupetya madhavam Kim no karisyan kula vridda bandavaha Mukunda sangan animish arda dushtajad Daivena vidvamsita dina chetasam Nivarayama. Let us stop. Samupetya. Going up to him. Madhavam. Krishna. Kim. What? Na. To us. Akarishyam. Will do. Kula. Of the family. Avridha. Elders. Bandhava. And our relatives.
Mukunda Sangat, from the Association of Lord Mukunda, Nimisha, of the wink of an eye, Arda, for one half, Duschajat, which is impossible to give up, Daivena, by fate, Vidamsita, separated, Dina, wretched, Chetasam, whose hearts. Translation, let us directly approach Madhava and stop him from going. What can our family, elders, and other relatives do to us? Now that fate is separating us from Mukunda, our hearts are already wretched, for we cannot bear to give up his association even for a fraction of a second. Purport, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti describes what the gopis thought. Let us go right up to Krishna and pull at his clothes and hands and assist him get down from his chariot and stay here with us. We will tell him, don't bring upon yourself the sinful reaction from murdering so many women. But if we do that, said other gopis, our relatives and village elders will discover our secret love for Krishna and abandon us. But what can they do to us? Yes, our lives are already wretched now that Krishna is leaving. We have nothing to lose. That is right. We will remain in the Vrindavan forest just like presiding goddesses, and then we can fulfill our true desire to stay with Krishna in the forest. Yes, and even if the elders and our relatives punish us by beating us or locking us up, we can still live happily with the knowledge that Krishna is residing in our village. Some of our girlfriends who are not imprisoned will cleverly find a way to bring us the remnants of Krishna's food, and then we can remain alive. But if Krishna is not stopped, we will certainly die. Translation, let us directly approach Madhava and stop him from going. What can our family elders and other relatives do to us? Now that fate is separating us from Mukunda, our hearts are already wretched, for we cannot bear to give up his association even for a fraction of a second. So this is the gopis speaking. As we see, they've already expressed how they are in lamentation because of the impending separation from Krishna. So this is their thought about what they should do. This is their action in this case. So the logical thing to do is to stop him. So they say, we will stop him. Nivarayama, we will personally approach Krishna and we will stop him from going. We'll prevent him from going. Up until now, we see that Nanda Maharaj and the others were actually cooperating with Krishna to go. So the gopis themselves had to independently try to stop him from going. This, of course, is a very bold act. And there are reasons for not doing that. And the immediate reason would be that if we try to stop him, then everyone will see us doing this. And then they will suspect that we're in love with him, because their love is actually secret. So therefore, the objection would be, we can't do this because, we can't stop him personally, because everyone will see that we're in love with Krishna and we'll get criticized and condemned. But here the answer is given, what can the elders do to us? We don't care about the elders anymore. If Krishna goes, then we'll be most miserable. So, if Krishna stays, and even if we are condemned, this will be preferable to us. So, of course, what can happen is that they will get criticized they will somehow, we can expel them from the village. So,
the excuse is we will, or the reply is we'll go to the forest. And even though we're not living with our families anymore, we'll be happier there because sometimes we get to see Krishna if we have prevented him from going. So this is better than having him go and then we die. So this is the type of logic they use. So this reason is given in the last part of the verse that by separation from, we're being separated from Krishna, and it's very, very difficult to bear even a moment of separation, we become completely hopeless, most miserable. So we have to prevent this somehow or other. So this again expresses their great attachment to Krishna, more than all the other people of Vrindavan. So they're willing to do anything to prevent Krishna from going. Later on we see that actually they did publicly try to prevent Krishna from going. So when the chariot was going, they were trying to block the chariot, etc. So they forgot completely about the elders and their opinions, etc., and they were in great lamentation. So because of their attachment for Krishna, they forgot everything else and they simply tried to stop him from going. So this again indicates their extremely strong attachment to Krishna. So one definition of prema is that it overcomes all obstacles. Even though there are obstacles, the prema does not decrease. And of course, we see many examples of that. So in this particular, and then in with the gopis' love, it is particularly full of obstacles, because they're not married to Krishna, so that itself is an obstacle. Secondly, some of them are already married to other men, other husbands. That's also an obstacle. So we have these two obstacles there for the women, that of course is very difficult to overcome because they're also very concerned about their reputation. So the reputation is another obstacle, that they'll be criticized as being as disrespecting Dharma, etc., for falling in love with Krishna. So we have many obstacles created here. So we have obstacles from husbands, obstacles from family members, reputation and criticism, etc. So this, in the gopis' case, this acts as a series of great obstacles for them. But the nature of prema is that it is not stopped. The love does not stop in spite of the obstacles. It continues and it overcomes all these different obstacles. So that was exemplified in the description of the Rasa Leela, where when Krishna played his flute in the night, in the autumn season, and then the gopis overcame all obstacles. They neglected their family members and their husbands and their children, and they forgot about Dharma, etc. And they went to Krishna. So that is an example of how they overcame the obstacles. So it was not just one night, but actually every night after that, the same type of incident happened. So the bliss of meeting Krishna and the bliss of the Rasa Leela was such that this overshadowed anything else and made them forget all the obstacles, etc., or difficulties that were there. So in other words, the prema was stronger than any negative factors of the circumstances around them, and they fulfilled their desires by going to Krishna. So here we have a prolonged separation about to happen, which had not happened before. Previously there's momentary separation, or at most a few hours separation, which was also intolerable. So the hearing about a prolonged separation of days or months or whatever, that cannot be conceived of by the gopis. Therefore they experience great anxiety, fear, and pain in the situation. Huh? And when this fear of impending separation also makes them overcome all obstacles. Huh? So previously, of course, there was the whole relationship with Krishna was somewhat secret. For instance, the Rasa takes place at night and nobody actually knew about it. But in this case, we'll find that when Krishna goes, then visibly the gopis are expressing their love for him. So this is a more, we could say, extreme situation. So in this extreme situation, we see that even then, they forget their reputation or everything, and they simply express them their love for Krishna, and they try to prevent him from going. Yeah? So that's an example showing how extreme is their love for Krishna and the pain of separation about to happen. Yeah? There are many examples or many expressions of how the gopis cannot bear a moment of separation from Krishna. So, of course, this is true for all of the devotees of the Lord to some degree, but it becomes somewhat tolerable. So when we get prolonged separation, it becomes most intolerable. So there are some remedies for this. And one of the remedies, of course, is to think about Krishna. And this will, to some degree, pacify them. As we see with the gopis, when they gave up searching for Krishna in the forest, they went to the bank of the Jamuna and they did kirtan, and they remembered Krishna as some sort of consolation. So remembering the Lord is some sort of consolation and separation. The result of that is that internally the Lord appears before them. So there's some sort of consolation also in that. And it is said that with when Krishna went to Mathura, there was some relief from the pain of separation for all the Brajavasis because Krishna appeared internally to them. And this was satisfying to them to some degree. And this helped relieve them of their great sorrow. So that's another way in which the pain is relieved. However, particularly the gopis, even that is not fully satisfying, and they desire Krishna's direct association. Therefore, the fear of this prolonged separation is creates an extreme pain for them, intolerable pain that they don't know how they will be able to bear. So here it says that even a moment separation, nimesha, or the half a moment separation is difficult to bear. And we have expressions like a blinking of the eyelids itself is intolerable because then they cannot see Krishna for that moment. And we also have the expression that one moment is like a whole yuga. It doesn't say which yuga or whatever, but at least it's half a million years. So a few seconds becomes like half a million years to them. So what to speak of prolonged separation, how that will feel like. So that's typical of the gopis' love. It becomes very, very intense in separation. And it's described within that this is one of the symptoms of Mahabhava, that this feeling becomes very intense of a moment separation being like millions of years or whatever like that. So it's a symptom of very great intense love, which is found in the gopis and not in the others. So therefore, when this mention is made of not bearing separation for even a fraction of a moment, this is something characteristic of the gopis, and particularly Radha and her immediate associates who experience the highest levels of Mahabhava. Because of that pain, which hasn't yet happened because Krishna's still there. But the fear of that, the very fear of that, makes them very bold. It also makes them very confused and bewildered. Therefore, they're willing to take such actions as this, as publicly displaying their love for Krishna, you know, without any concern for anyone. Of course, we can also argue that all the people of Vrindavan would be confused also, so they wouldn't much notice the gopis' extreme pain of separation, because they would also be in pain. So everyone would be actually confused. So this is one mitigating factor, that they would not be noticed because of the confusion taking place in Vrindavan. So though the gopis here are the ones that are mentioned, we'll find that persons like Yasoda also were full of great lamentation, because they also had fear maybe Krishna will not come back. So not only the gopis, but the elder women also, and particularly Yasoda, were fearing this. We cannot say that about the cowherd boys or the elder men, because they were going with Krishna to Mathura. So there was no separation there. But later on we find that Krishna told Nanda Maharaj and everyone else to go back, and he would stay there. So then they also had to feel separation at that point. So ultimately Krishna didn't go back, and he sent everyone else back, and then everybody was in lamentation. That is, Nanda and Yasoda, all the elders, and the cowherd boys, and the gopis, they were all full of lamentation at that point when Nanda Maharaj returned and Krishna was not with him. So at that point then everybody fell into the greatest lamentation. But here's basically the gopis and Mother Yasoda, maybe, and some other elder women who didn't go. So they are the ones who are experiencing pain at this moment. So in this way we find the expression of love is very, very intense in separation. And this is one of the reasons why Krishna does this, to show the intensity of the love of the people of Vrindavan for Krishna, which is explicitly manifested in separation, the intense symptoms. We see within Mahabhava there are different levels also, and the highest levels are usually to do with separation. In separation, these highest levels of Mahabhava take place. The objection would be, of course, that this appears to be not a very pleasurable sensation, because of the gopis are lamenting and whatever, and full of pain, etc. So there's a defense of love and separation, particularly the viparlumba of the gopis, that appears like pain. So in the Ujjwala Nilamani, and then in the commentaries of Jiva and Vishwanath, they explain that this is not like material pain. So we can't criticize and say that prema is full of suffering also. This is part of the prema itself, and it's part of the bliss. So of course, that's difficult to understand. So therefore it is said that actually only those who are very advanced can actually understand this type of pain within prema itself, and how it is actually part of bliss. Some explanations are given there in Ujjwala Nilamani and also in Brihad Bhagavatamrita to explain the situation of the pain of separation, how it is actually part of the highest bliss. So we'll find in the Gaudiya Sampradaya often this viparlumba aspect of Madhurya Rasa is emphasized often, or is regarded as ultimate. And we see that also expressed in the Shishtashtaka there in the last two verses, which express separation from Krishna. Therefore it is intrinsic to the nature of prema, and particularly of Madhurya Rasa in prema, that we get this type of feeling, which is part of the bliss itself. In fact, the meeting itself, when there's two aspects of prema. One is separation from Krishna, one is meeting for Krishna. And this takes place for all the different rasas, from Shanta all the way up to Madhurya Rasa. And we would expect that they would prefer the meeting as blissful and the separation as painful. But the nature of the prema is such that we cannot make such distinctions and say this is better than that or whatever like that. So therefore it's also explained that within prema and meeting, there's also suffering. Because then everyone is thinking, oh, Krishna is going to leave. And they suffer because of that. And when they're separated, they also experience bliss. Because through their intense meditation, they get to associate with Krishna. So in both cases, we get in the separation, we get bliss. And in the meeting, we get pain. So we get the two aspects mixed together. But we find that in that prolonged separation, particularly, there is intense feelings. So this reveals the intensity of that love of the gopis, and particularly Radha and her group. So that is why it becomes very famous in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And we see that it's also manifested in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore we see in Puri that he manifested extreme symptoms, most extreme symptoms. Sometimes he would faint and fall on the ground. Sometimes he would perspire, blood comes out of his pores. And when he cried, the tears would shoot out with great force. And sometimes he would contract his body and his limbs would disappear. And other times his body would expand and the joints would separate from his body out of ecstasy. So there's most extreme symptoms that are not even... Even most of the gopis in Madhurya Rasa don't experience that. So it's the highest level of all, which of course is experienced by Radha. So Lord Chaitanya, of course, taking the mood of Radha, displays these symptoms to show the intensity of Madhurya Prema and to the people in Kali Yuga. And that is usually, we say, manifested within that separation. And so Lord Chaitanya was feeling great separation, and therefore he exhibited these extreme symptoms.
When you speak of obstacles can be differently for different devotees. Like, it may be due to the past karma, due to mistakes done. How should a devotee take obstacles? Like we say, pure devotees, when obstacles come, they don't mind and they go forward. But neophyte, when obstacles come, they just start concentrating on obstacles.
Well, the advice is given that the devotee regards all the obstacles or all the difficult circumstances as self-created, swakartam. He has produced this result, which is, we say, karma. That we suffer karma and miserable circumstances because of previous activities we've done. So we're responsible for our present suffering somehow or other. So therefore, we don't criticize others, including the Supreme Lord. And at the same time, we accept it, that it's our own doing. We have done this on ourselves. We created the situation for ourselves. Simultaneously, the person continues to perform his acts of bhakti. So, in other words, his faith is not disturbed by the various obstacles that he meets. He takes them as his karma and he tolerates it, and he continues to perform his devotional activities with great faith. So that becomes his qualification for getting the mercy of the Lord. So this is the advice given to a person in doing sadhana bhakti. Of course, we see the example is given in Siddha devotees, for instance, the Pandavas. In spite of all the different obstacles, they tolerated and they accepted and they continued to serve Krishna like that. So, but it is advice for those doing sadhana that in spite of all the obstacles, one continues with great faith. And this becomes the, we could say, the reason for the Lord showing great mercy to that devotee and helping him advance. No, there are some sadhana siddhas.
Okay, those who are also partaking in the process of Krishna and Vrindavan, when they leave the body, then they go, they take birth.
Who?
Other gopis who are not in
Well, if they're sadhana siddhas, then they have eternal bodies also. And then we have those that are almost sadhana siddhas. They also join the pastimes, and by association with the gopis and with Krishna, then they can develop eternal bodies also. So after that point, then they're all in Krishna's pastimes.
Yeah.
Well, that's one aspect. Yes, very possessive, that they desire to be with Krishna or to possess Krishna. And that's so for all the devotees in one sense. Eh? They have a possessiveness, and that's defined in prema, where it says, mamata atisaya. There is extreme possessiveness of Krishna, that we desire to possess Krishna. So that's there for all aspects of prema. But it becomes extreme in the gopis. But even within that, there is variation. So we have two types of prema in the gopis. One is Krishna is mine, and one is Krishna, I am Krishna's. The two types, I think it is madhu and honey and ghee. Two types of prema. So it's manifested, that possessiveness is manifested in various ways, in various degrees. Simultaneously, particularly in Madhurya Rasa, it is explained that though they have this type of possessiveness of Krishna, at the same time, they manifest the most humility, or dānya, and they consider themselves the most unqualified for Krishna. So that also seems a little contrary, because they're desiring to be with Krishna, and simultaneously they're thinking, I am the most unqualified. So when they're meeting Krishna, then they're thinking that I'm the most qualified person, but somehow or other he's very merciful to me. So the various, we could say, contrary aspects manifest within this prema. So humility is one of those contrary aspects also. So this prevents, or we can say it balances out the idea of possessiveness of the Lord or whatever, when we get this humility manifesting. Well, in a sense, but of course this pride is not material pride, because the pride itself is based upon the prema, and the prema itself is fully dedicated to Krishna. So we don't have manifestation of material sentiments. So definitely we have a type of pride manifesting, not only in the gopis, even in the cowherd boys. They think, Krishna, I'm the best, or something. They may think like that, you know. Krishna's with me and I'm the best sometimes. So the gopis may also seem to manifest that, but then we'll see they go to the other extreme and say, I'm the worst. So they may have competition and thinking we're better than this group is better, Radha's better than Chandravali's group or whatever, and they show that. But then when they're completely separated from Krishna, all of them join together and they think of themselves as the most fallen. So they have extremes of attitude. They take different positions depending on the situation. But in all cases, it is these are just aspects of within rasa itself, that the pride or whatever, just like we have secondary rasas of where fear, anger manifests, but it's all based upon the rasa, which involves pure surrender to Krishna.
Well, you might have mentioned that during separation, the gopis experience an internal appearance of Krishna. Does that happen at a prema level or even some before level, Maharaj?
Well, usually in prema. Of course, we can say possibly in bhava, but usually it's described in prema. There is an abhas of an appearance of the Lord in asakti stage, where it's like a reflection of Krishna manifests in parts of asakti. So they almost see Krishna, because like appearance of Krishna. Then he actually appears in bhava stage. But it may be momentary also as appearance in bhava stage.
Also, Maharaj, this, the mood of Gaudiya Vaishnavas is Vipralimba mainly, and then it is not artificially developed. How does a sadhaka come to that stage?
Well, it's automatically there within the pastimes of Krishna in all cases. Separation. So the Yadus are separated from Krishna and Mathura for 12 years. Then they get to see him. And sometimes he leaves Dwarka also, so they get separation. So there's separation in, you know, as I say, in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhurya, there's always both aspects of it. So it's not only for Madhurya Rasa. But as I pointed out, that in Madhurya Rasa, that in Vipralamba, the highest intensity manifests. So that's why it becomes quite famous.
Sadhaka does not aspire for that, it comes naturally?
Yeah, it's just a natural result of pastimes with Krishna. Within the different rasas, there will be separation, there will be meeting.
Again, Maharaj, here the act of Krishna apparently seems to be cruel, like that of Ramachandra asking Sita Devi to go away. So how to properly understand this cruelty is there? Sita was asked to go away, and then even after, by a dobi's comment or something, and here also. So this aspect of cruelty, what should be the understanding? Krishna's act of cruelty.
Well, ultimately no one can understand the activities of the Supreme Lord. So why did Krishna leave? In one sense he did, another sense he didn't, because he came back. But he momentarily separated to show the greatness of the love of the Brajavasis, for instance. So every act which appears to be cruel or contrary, whatever, also has another reason behind it. And as I said, the cruelty does not exist within prema, really. What appears to be cruelty is the pain they experience, but the pain is part of prema itself. So therefore it's not cruelty in the, we say, the material sense of the term, because Krishna is always affectionate to his devotees and he never deviates from that. So any separation of Krishna does not mean he is indifferent to those devotees. Huh? But it's an arrangement for certain pastimes. Well, the separation, fear of separation from Krishna, because it says here that even a moment's separation is intolerable. So therefore, if he's going to be separated for days or months or whatever, then it becomes more intolerable. That's all. But in prema, everything is contrary. Huh? We tolerate our miseries in the material world. In the spiritual world, obviously, there's no material miseries. So it's only separation or meeting Krishna. That's the main thing. So between those two, we get the fluctuation at all times.
You are explaining this about this mamatva, means it has two aspects. One is Krishna is mine, I belong to Krishna. And we see this, there are two groups of gopis. One is the group of Chandravali and the group of Radharani. And we choose Radharani's side, not that Chandravali's side. Guru Vaishnava.
So Radharani is possessive of Krishna.
Yeah. Krishna is mine. Krishna is mine. Yeah. But why don't we choose this, I belong to Krishna? I'm belongs to Krishna. Rather, Chandra will say like this, I'm belongs to Krishna.
Yeah, this is a more submissive type of love.
So we don't choose submissive type of love. We don't choose submissive type of love.
Well, Krishna prefers Radha. Well, if it's in prema and Madhurya prema, fine. But if it's in the material world, that's different. Yeah, that's why separation also is part of prema, because he's not really separated. But still, the devotees want to directly associate with Krishna, so that the different aspects of prema are there, where he's not there, and internally they have come from him, and when they actually have direct pastimes with him. So there's a little difference there. Daytime also, that noontime, sometimes Krishna has pastimes there. Radha Kund and other places, they have pastimes. When he separates from the cowherd boys and he meets the gopis and then he comes back later on. So daytime also, there's some pastimes.
Maras, how to understand this word, Nimesha Ardha?
Half a moment.
Is it figurative or... Is it figurative that just given some example, like, you know, that or it is how to apply it reality.
Well, nimisha is technically a blinking of an eye.
Yeah.
So half of that. So it's figurative in one sense.
It's figurative, huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.